In this episode, I explain exactly how I was able to increase my conversion rate by a whopping 35%. Yes, really.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
All right. Yes, indeed, everybody. It is that time. You guessed it. Another action-packed episode of the Private Labeler Show coming your way, coming direct through the internet, into your speakers, into your ears. So thank you for joining. I really appreciate you. Episode number 42 of the Private Labeler Show is here. If you're not familiar, the Private Labeler Show is dedicated to helping 1,000 amazing entrepreneurs such as yourself start an online business in 2016. So welcome aboard. How is your day going? Let me know. Are you having a classy day? Anything good happen? Let me know. I'd be kind of curious. So hopefully everything is working out in your favor today. If you're new to the show, if you're brand new, maybe first time listener, welcome aboard. Open up a browser on your phone or your tablet or your PC or whatever and simply type in privatelabelershow.com/start. That'll take you right to the blog's start page and kind of get you rocking and rolling. So make sure you do that if you're a newbie. Also too, if you haven't signed up for the alerts for the podcast yet, make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com/SUB. So simply drop in your email there and I'll just simply alert you anytime I have a new episode or some new content to share with you. So we're going to start the content of this episode very shortly here, talking about conversion rates and split testing, some very, very cool stuff I want to share with you guys and I think you're really going to like. Before that, though, I just want to kind of share a few things here with you. I recently read Amazon news here. I recently read that Jeff Bezos, the top dog of Amazon, is now the third richest person on the planet. And he recently took out the one and only Warren Buffett. So he's worth a cool $65 billion now. Not too shabby, Mr. Bezos. Not too shabby. So, question for you. Let me let you think about this for a second. If you had that kind of money, what kind of car would you drive? Just curious. Like, would you do something exotic, like, you know, Lamborghini, Ferrari, kind of the typical exotic cars, or something else, maybe like a Tesla? Like, what would you drive? You know, I was kind of thinking it'd be too easy and too common to drive one of those cars with all that money. I would drive a crappy car if I had all that money, just to blow everybody's mind. So I thought, you know what? I'd probably get like a gold, rusted out, like 1997 Toyota Corolla, and I would just pull up into my spot at Amazon if I was Bezos and, you know, literally just get out of my car and have everybody look at me crazy, like, what is this guy doing driving this car? So what kind of car would you drive if you had $65 billion? Let me know in the comments or let me know in the Facebook group. Be kind of curious to see what you say, but that's just me. Also, too, the other day in the Facebook group, I uploaded a new YouTube video and blog post that I think you guys are going to really like, and I've had some really great feedback on this so far since I released it just last night. So I created a video for anybody that wants some ideas into finding or looking for products to sell on Amazon or Private Label, because I know a lot of you guys struggle with that. You'll spend weeks, if not months, kind of just sifting all through Amazon, getting really frustrated. And trust me, I've been there. So I put together a cool video for you guys that walks you through a kind of a unique way to find product ideas using watchcount.com and using Jungle Scout. And in the matter of minutes, I found two really good ideas that I kind of came up with here, just, you know, off the top of my head there, just by using watchcount.com. So check out that video and blog post. I will put the link to that in this show notes for this show here. And it's also posted in the Facebook group. So make sure you check that out. Like I said, I got some really great feedback from people so far, people loving it. Just kind of a unique, different way to find some product ideas to start selling on Amazon. So if you're struggling with that, or maybe if you're looking for your next product, you want to see a different way, a different approach to it, Like I said, I found two pretty cool ideas in the matter of minutes. And I think you guys could replicate what I kind of did there. So check that out. Let me know what you think about it. Appreciate the feedback. So enough about that. Let's dive right into it, everybody. Hopefully you are pumped because I am absolutely ecstatic and thrilled to share some of my recent success with split testing on Amazon. So if you have been recently listening to any of my podcasts, or if you have been, let's just say, in the Facebook groups, or I think even through email, you know that I have kind of been chirping about split testing on Amazon, so like split testing my Amazon listings. Now, I've kind of been behind the scenes the past, let's say, month or so, evaluating the results and kind of messing around with the new software that I have that's allowing me to do all this split testing with my Amazon listings. And now I just kind of wanted to share with you and educate you on why I believe you need to be doing this as well if you are an Amazon seller or even thinking about becoming an Amazon seller. Even if you only have, let's say, one listing, this is still extremely beneficial for you, and especially if you have multiple listings. Now, in my opinion, if you are not split testing or not optimizing your listings, then you are leaving money on the table, period, end of story. Now, you can also have a really big leg up on your competition if you are split testing to make sure that you are maximizing your listings on Amazon. Now, as I mentioned, I've been using a split testing software called Splitly that does essentially all the heavy lifting for me in terms of the split test. It's virtually automated. I can automate this entire process, which is just huge because I have so many things going on. It's like, I don't want to sit there and have to baby all this stuff. I just kind of want to set things and forget it and have everything done for me. And Splitly basically does all that for me, which I'll explain in just a few minutes here. Now, a while back, I signed up for this program. I think they had like a free 10-day trial. So I thought, oh, what the heck, I'll give it a go. Split testing manually just didn't seem, or by hand, just didn't seem very efficient. So there was a software available for this, so I thought I would give it a whirl. And what I decided to do is, after I used it, is I wanted to kind of educate you guys and walk you through six common questions that someone might have about split testing on Amazon. So jumping right into it, here's question number one. First and foremost, what the heck is split testing? You might be wondering. It's essentially when you have two or more slightly different versions of a sales page, and in this case, an Amazon listing, that you essentially want to see what listing performs better. Okay, so there's a slight difference between the listings. So let's just say version A of the listing might look a certain way, and then version B might have a different price, or it might have a slightly different title, or it might have a slightly different, or maybe a different main image, or maybe the bullet points are arranged in a different order, or they have different bullet points. And all you're really doing is seeing what happens when you compare the results of version A of the listing to version B, okay? So essentially they're the same, but there's just slight, very, very minuscule little changes to the listing, okay? Split testing is extremely popular in the internet marketing world. If you've ever used lead pages, you know that you can split test your lead pages, your landing pages. And it might be something like just comparing what happens when I change the color of text or the style of text. Like, a lot of that stuff matters. There's different results that come from it. So that's essentially what split testing is. And you can actually, you can split test your Amazon listings. So question number two would be, well, why the heck would I want to do this? Like, what's in it for me? So here's what's in it for you. Essentially, you're going to want to stay above your competition naturally. You're going to have competition no matter what. So you're going to always try to stay above that competition. And one way to do that is by having an optimized listing. So at the end of the day, with an optimized listing, you're going to maximize your earnings from it. So the bottom line is more money, more profit, if you are optimizing and split testing. So, let's say you have a single listing right now, just one product out there, your grill brush, okay? What if you made one small or slight tweak to that listing and you tracked the results and used it, either you did it manually or you used software to do this, and that slight tweak actually made you an extra $5 a day profit or maybe $10 a day profit just by one small tweak. Let's just say you change the image out or you change the price around a little bit and you compare that to what the old listing was to the new was, and you determine by making that slight change that you actually made more money by doing that. So add all that up. Let's just say it was an extra $10 a day by making a slight tweak. So do the math on that. 30 days in a month, that's $300 a month extra in profit by making, by having an optimized listing, by making those slight tweaks and changes, okay? So that's just an example there. So if you do the math, it could have a dramatic impact on your overall monthly and quarterly and yearly bottom line. So I'm hoping that this makes complete and total sense to you guys right now. Hopefully this is crystal clear. So question number three is, well, what do you specifically split test? Well, virtually you can split test anything on your listing, on your Amazon listing if you want. But here's where you're going to get your biggest bang for your buck, and I would focus 100% of your attention on, is look at your images, like your main image, and your price points. Now you could also look at split testing like your different, like a different title or bullet points, things like that, shifting the bullet points around. There's so many different things you could do. But the biggest bang for your buck is going to come from images and price. So let's say you have your listing as it is right now. You would probably want to start out by maybe swapping out a different main image just to see what happens. What are the results if, you know, you look at your main image and you just switch it to something more creative or different? You know, what are the results of that? Splitly is going to obviously automate all that and give you all the data that you want. Now, other things too, like I mentioned, price points are huge. So let's say I'm selling a product for $20 right now and I want to see what happens when I sell it for $23. And, you know, obviously you're going to notice a big difference between that. So Splitly is going to give you all the data. It's going to set the test up for you and it's going to give you the data that you want. So here's the data that it kind of gives. It gives you, like, it'll tell you what your what listing has the best conversion rates. Listing is going to give you the best profit, and other things too. It'll tell you, like, what listing gives you the most eyeballs or the most clicks onto your listing. So for example, if you were split testing, let's say your listing right now is, you know, fairly standard, and you wanted to get more eyeballs on your listing. You wanted to increase the sessions on that page. Well, one of the things that you could do is have a really creative, crazy main image on that split tested listing. So version B of the listing is the same thing, except it's got a crazy, creative main image, just really out of the box. And what you're hoping to see there is, do you get more eyeballs and more attention on your page, more people clicking on it, because you kind of had this almost outrageous or really cool or creative main image, where version A is just kind of standard boilerplate, normal, you know, nice image, but not necessarily creative to catch people's eye. So you can set that up as well. That's something that Splitly will allow you to do, and track the sessions to see how many more people are actually coming to your listing because of that image swap. Now, another thing too, real quick, is, you know, question number four is, how long should you split test? Like, how long does this process take? Well, Splitly will do all the work for you. It'll tell you exactly how long it needs to take before it determines a winner, okay, or a clear-cut result that you are going to want. So it could be 1 week, up to 2 weeks, who knows? In my case, it was just a little bit more than 2 weeks, but Splitly will kind of tell you how much time it needs to evaluate the data and crunch it to give you the result or the answer that you're looking for. So that's kind of a little bit about how long it takes. And question number five, how do you do all this? Well, again, you could do all this manually if you wanted to, as I keep mentioning. So you could go in every day or every night and, you know, make the changes to your listing in Seller Central, track the results through all the sales reports and write it all down and kind of go crazy with it. Or you could simply use a piece of software like Splitly and have it all automated and have all the results on a nice page with graphs and charts and showing you everything and telling you everything that's going on. I prefer the automation route. I don't know about you guys, but that's kind of what I prefer. Splitly also gives you, like, they make you download a little Chrome extension that kind of coincides with the website. So very simple to use. I haven't had any issues with it whatsoever. And they're always kind of upgrading it, making it better as it goes. So very cool stuff. So question number six, everybody, moving along here. How many things should you split test at a time? So you're really only going to want to split test one variation at a time. Okay. So you're not going to want to have multiple different changes to the listing. You're just going to want to focus on one thing. So if you want to just focus on an image or a price point change or a title change. That's it. That's all you're going to focus on for that test. You're not going to do multiple different things at once to confuse everything. You want to know specifically, you know, is that image that you're using in variation B better than variation A? That's all you're going to want to do is just focus on one. So very, very simple. Another thing too is you also don't want to split test during, like when you're launching a product or when you're running a special promotion or like, let's say when you're running an Amazon Lightning deal, because those results are going to be skewed or thwarted. So you're going to want to split test during just kind of normal sales time, like normal average days to get the most accurate results. So hopefully that makes sense. All right, so now I want to share with you my results that I had that I'm really actually almost ecstatic about that I recently had when using Splitly on one of my product listings. So I'm going to share with you kind of how I set it up and what was the bottom line, what was the results. So hopefully it'll kind of show you the power of split testing. So earlier in July, I ran a split test on one of my more popular SKUs. And I simply wanted to see what price point worked best. And I just ran a simple price split test, okay? And I normally would have the product selling for, let's say, $21.99. And I wanted to see what would happen if I simply ran a different variation or split test to also run that listing at the price of $21.97. So you might be thinking, well, 2 cents difference, that's not gonna matter at all. Well, it actually does. There's a lot of psychology in pricing. It really matters, okay? If you ever go into a retail store and you look at the pricing on the shelves, it's all for a reason. There's a lot of psychology behind it. So the reason why we don't mark things at, let's say, $22 in my case is because $21.99, even though it's one penny less, is a huge difference in the mindset of most shoppers, okay? That's like psychology in the brain, how it works. It's a massive difference, even though it's only one penny. So I wanted to test against the price of $21.97 just to kind of see what would happen. And in the internet marketing world, ending prices with 97 is very popular. So I kind of wanted to take that to Amazon because most people are priced at $21.99, but like ending the price in 99 cents. If you look at a lot of Amazon sellers, they just go with the standard boilerplate pricing of, you know, $14.99 or $39.99 or whatever it might be, but they always seem to end in 99 cents. So I thought, could I stand out or could I convert more if I marked it at 97 instead of 99? So I ran the test for a total of 17 days, okay, so quite a long time. And the prices would rotate each day between 99 and 97. And when I was completed with the test, I decided to delete two of the sales days in there. So just for full clarity here, in disclosure, I deleted two of the sales days and I could easily do that. And the 2 days that I deleted were July 3rd and July 4th because I didn't like the data that came back, or I didn't like those days in particular, because if you live in the United States, you'll know those are the holidays, July 4th, all that good stuff. And it just really wasn't an accurate depiction of a normal sales day. So I elected to get rid of those 2 days so I could easily kind of wipe them from the equation. So essentially 15 total days of test results. Now, here were the results, and I almost didn't believe this. I had to like kind of log in like six different times, write stuff down, figure out the math myself, look at it, because I just didn't believe it. Now, here's what the results were. When I tested my product at $21.97, I found that it converted 35% better than the price point of $21.99. 35%. I almost didn't believe it. That was just far beyond than my comprehension. I thought it was going to be, you know, only a few points better, but I did not expect. And again, I looked at the results. I logged in a bunch of times. I just didn't believe it. I thought there's no way. So after looking and dissecting everything, yeah, I determined that the price point of $21.97 converted a heck of a lot better than $21.99. So what that kind of led to on average was for my net profit, was a price or a profit increase of roughly $10, give or take, actually a little bit more per day. Okay, so I was making a little over $10 more per day by having the price point at $21.97. So that equates to roughly $300 a month extra, or over $3,000 per year extra profit, assuming everything and all the variables stay the same in there across the board for the entire year. So think about that for a second. By just making a slight price difference or price change, you know, I noticed just a massive benefit to me. Okay, I'm converting more sales, which is great. So if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. Again, I almost didn't believe it, but I ran my numbers myself as well and looked at it, and that's what came out. This is what was reported. And Splitly does a really nice job of giving you the results that you want, gives you some nice graphs, some charts, so you can see exactly what's going on. And it'll tell you all that right on the screen. So it's pretty awesome. So Splitly will show you things like average daily sessions, like how many times on average per day is somebody clicking on your listing? What are the average daily sales, the conversion rate? That's essentially what I was after in this case. And also is going to tell you the average daily profit. So gives you all of the data that you want in a, you know, easy to read screen. So here's some things that I'll be testing going forward with Splitly, not just on this listing, but all the other listings that I have. I'm going to continue to do price testing. So my next price test is I actually want to see what performs better. Is it $21.97? Or is it $21.95? So that's kind of my next price test on this particular product. And then from there, what I want to do is I want to see what happens when I start raising the price by a couple of dollars and compare those to see how that affects everything. How does it affect the conversion rate? How does it affect my bottom line, the profit? Again, I can, you know, keep setting these tests up to keep optimizing things. And then from there, I want to focus in on images. So I want to see what happens when I maybe, you know, change the assortment of images on my listing. What effect does that have? Or changing the main image out, swapping that out. Does that give me more eyeballs? Does it close more sales? So that's kind of my philosophy. I'm going to focus on pricing and then images. And then after that, you know, I'll probably focus in on title and bullet points and all that other stuff. But I'm going to get my biggest bang for my buck right away. And I don't think I mentioned this yet. Splitly, actually, I don't know if you guys know Greg Mercer of Jungle Scout. He's actually been on the podcast before talking about Jungle Scout and Amazon and all that good stuff. He's actually a partner in Splitly, I think part owner or something like that. So I definitely trust Greg in everything that he gets involved in benefiting Amazon sellers. So that just kind of made me reassured me that this is going to be a, you know, good product, and would get around it if Greg was involved in it. Now, if you want to try this software out for a 10-day free trial and then get an exclusive discount on Splitly, then simply go to privatelabelershow.com/split or go to the link on my blog post. I'll have probably a link to it on there as well, so you can click on it from there. And obviously, you can go directly to my resources page and find the link there as well. Go to privatelabelershow.com/resources. I'll have that link. So again, you get the 10-day free trial. And then if you use my link, you'll get an exclusive Private Labeler Show discount since you are a listener. So Greg hooked me up with a discount for you guys, which is awesome. So thank you, Greg. So yeah, check that out, guys. And if you have been split testing already, either manually or by using software such as Splitly, let me know in the comments below. I'd be very, very interested to see what your thoughts are, or obviously drop me a note in the Facebook group. I would love to know your experiences with Splitly or just split testing in general. Like, did you have good results, bad results? What was it? What did you learn from it? Let's get the conversation going about it. So please reach out. And if you're not a member of the Private Mastermind Facebook group yet, guys, please make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com/FB or just go directly to Facebook in the search bar and type in Amazon FBA Private Label Show, hit enter, and then filter through the groups, and you should find the dedicated Facebook page for this podcast. So make sure you get joined up with that. So that about does it, guys. I greatly appreciate your attention and time today. As you can see, I was super excited about this episode to share my results because, like I said, I think it's a game changer. So let's keep the conversation going, guys, and have yourself a terrific rest of the day. We'll talk to you in the next podcast. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you, and talk soon.